The Northeast has some of the highest energy prices in the country. And every winter, millions of people here depend on federal assistance to pay their heating bills. The help comes from the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP. But LIHEAP faces a number of obstacles, including the fact that President Trump wants to eliminate it. The New England News Collaborative's Miriam Wasser looks at how that might impact low-income New Englanders.
It can take up to $1,500 to fill the oil tank in Lily Bryan's basement.
And that don't even last you a whole season.
Bryan lives in a small single-family home in Dorchester and is one of thousands of senior citizens in Massachusetts who rely on federal LIHEAP money for heat. She says the program changed her life. In fact, she describes the last two decades as having two distinct periods, before LIHEAP and after. The before times began in 2008, when she and her husband split up. She quickly realized the paycheck she brought home from her job at a hotel wasn't enough to pay the bills.
I remember laying in the bed one night, just scared, and I just said, Lord, what am I gonna do? I don't got no money, I don't know who to call.
She picked up other jobs, but still, it wasn't enough. She cut back on groceries. And to put off having her oil tank refilled, she'd turn the heat way down and take cold showers. Sometimes, she'd open the oven door to warm up the house.
You just did what you had to do to survive.
Bryan lived like this for many years. And then, one day, in the middle of winter, her oil furnace broke down. A neighbor told her about a local nonprofit that might be able to help. And it did. The organization replaced her furnace and oil tank and signed her up for LIHEAP, or HEAP, as it's now known in Massachusetts. She hasn't gone without heat since. Bryan's retired now and lives on a fixed income. She says the prospect of losing this assistance is almost unfathomable.
It's just hard to really imagine. It's scary.
But this $4 billion program is on the chopping block. President Trump has proposed eliminating all of its funding.
If the LIHEAP funds go away, people will die, and it's not hard to see why.
Mark Wolf is an energy economist and leads the National Energy Assistance Directors Association, a group that represents state agencies that administer LIHEAP. He calls the president's proposal cruel.
They didn't say that they thought this was a good program but poorly run, or they thought this was a good program that could be improved. They just said we don't need it.
LIHEAP helps about 6 million households across the country pay for heating and cooling every year. Supporters of the program say it's particularly important in the Northeast, where winters are cold and heating costs are high. But the White House says LIHEAP isn't essential, because many states forbid utilities from shutting off heat in the winter. This is true, says Jennifer Bosco, a lawyer with the National Consumer Law Center, but it doesn't apply to people like Lily Bryan, who use fuel oil or propane. Also, she adds,
just because you're protected from being disconnected for a period of time, it doesn't mean you have free utility service during that period of time. You still owe the money.
And you can still end up in deep debt. Rachel Gressler is an economist with the Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank. She acknowledges that some people need heating assistance, but she says the money should come from the states. If they fund the program, she says, they'll run it more efficiently.
Really, I think that this is something that can better meet the needs of people if it's done at a local level.
What's more, she says, the Trump administration plans to turbocharge oil and gas extraction to bring down energy prices.
The administration's agenda to unleash American energy is going to do more for every household in America than it is currently doing under the LIHEAP program for just these select households.
If that was true, then wait till that happens and then eliminate the program.
Ed Augustus leads the Massachusetts Executive Office of Housing and Livable Communities. He says if federal LIHEAP funding is cut, Massachusetts, like many other states, can't just pay for the program, and people won't get help with their heating bills.
We're forcing really horrible choices for families. You know, do I do the grocery bill, or do I do the heating bill, or do I pay the rent?
It's up to Congress to decide whether the federal government will continue funding the LIHEAP program. A decision is expected sometime before winter sets in. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Miriam Wasser.